Welcome to My Wild Magic with me, your host, Adrienne Cobb. Join me on a journey back home to your truest self in this inspiring, enlightening, and entertaining show. After a near-death experience in a car crash at 15 years old, I made a choice to stay and brought back with me three simple truths that I found from the other side. Love is all there is. Our time is over here quicker than we think. And we all have a purpose, a soul blueprint to fulfill. On this show, you will find a higher purpose, a creative expression, and unique soul attributes that you can bring forth into this world. Stay tuned with me for the next hour and find your higher purpose on My Wild Magic, starting now. Everyone, thanks for being on My Wild Magic with Adrienne. I'm Adrienne, and today on the show, we have our lovely, who I just absolutely love you, is Tiffany Harlick, who does Wise Skies Astrology. You can find her at Wise Skies Collective. She offers a number of different things in terms of really building a community of people and healers and astrology and readings. So welcome, Tiffany.
Thank you. I love you too. I'm so glad to be back. I was just catching up on your last couple episodes. They've been really good.
Yeah, thank you. And so you're going to give us kind of the lowdown on maybe what is coming up, some of the, you know, the astrologies that are happening that kind of affect all of us. And could you, for anybody who's kind of new to astrology, just sort of tell us a little bit about why the stars and planets affect us? Like, how does it affect our blood? Does it affect our chakras? What exactly happens there when we say the astrology is affecting us?
Well, I think anybody that has found their way to your channel in this show is going to have a special sort of alignment or frequency that will be able to hear some of the pullings and pushings of the universal frequencies, the planetary frequencies. So it's not for everyone, right? But astrology, the way that I studied it, I studied Western astrology. I've been writing astrology for 20 years, believe it or not. And the way that I look at it is that it's just kind of like a weather report, right? For our internal, our inner vision, our internal systems. And so the weather report of the skies is going to affect each of us differently, depending on our individual constitution. So it's great if you can get a natal reading, right? Because you kind of understand who you are in the cosmic universe.
And you offer those.
We do offer those. Okay. And what that does is shows a blueprint of the sky at the time you were born. So when you jumped off the cosmic diving board, here's where the planets were in the sky. And the planets are kind of like the influencers, the teachers. We're not supposed to personify them, but I like to personify them. So they're these, these influential energies, and they have their own kind of vibe to them, right? So Mercury, how we think and understand and learn and perceive things. Venus, how we like to relate in relationship, love and money. And Jupiter, right? The great expander, Saturn, where we have like that more militant need to draw lines, and on, right? Mars, the energy giver. But each of these planets has a different influence on their own. And then when they are in a certain sign or constellation in the sky, they pulse out a different type of frequency, right? So a planet is one thing. You can think of it kind of like a being, and then it wears a different wardrobe. So I act a lot different when I'm in my favorite dress versus when I'm in my pajamas versus when I'm in a uniform to do something. You know, you behave differently.
That is so well said. Yeah. I kind of like this. This is making a lot of sense. Yeah.
And then you also behave differently when you got your best friend in the room versus your worst enemy. So there's lots of planetary influences based on their own frequency, their own energy, and then also based on what sign they're in, and then also based on what aspect they're in, the sacred geometry of, are we in a standoff or are we holding hands? So,
okay, so there's that. So that explains it a lot. So basically when the planets are making their bigger sort of constellation shifts, it's affecting us as a whole, the earth and us as a whole, and then it's affecting us individually. So it sounds like there's some layers to how the astrology affects us, you know, collectively. Earth, does the earth get affected by the astrology too? Like, how would you say, like,
well, I'm a Earth's part of it, right?
Like planet. Yeah.
Yeah. It's part of it. And so we consider the earth like a lending library. But it's kind of like asking a fish to describe the water it's swimming in. It's, we're part of it, right? Like we're not separate then.
And then what's the energy of Earth? Like Mars was energy giving, Saturn was militant, Venus was love and money. So what would be the Earth
feeling tone for, you know, personification?
Earth would be like lending library, like learning, like a learning place, you know, a place to come have lessons, a place to come have creativity, a place to come have a physical experience. Mm-hmm. I don't use Earth in my astrology reports. Maybe some people do, but we're using Earth as a vantage point. So from Earth, here's how everybody looks in the sky. Here's how Earth is affected. You know, here is the astrological pressure based on where we are. And it is different. You know, it's different. There's a global way of looking at it, which is how I write. There's a, like, we could look at the astrology, how it affects where you are specifically. We can look at where,
like astrocartography, like where mm-hmm. you are on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that's different for everybody. It's not like there's a bad place and a good place. You know what I mean? Like some places that you've been to or lived in or traveled to in your life have a different vibe for you than they do your best friend. Right. So, yeah. That is just based on your own unique astrology and where, how that lines up with where you are on planet Earth. So we can really go deep down the wormhole of all the different ways of using astrology, but yeah. I like to stay kind of big picture. Sometimes I'll do a horoscope, right? And horoscope would be written for each person's sun sign. And that's a very shallow way of looking at astrology. It's fun because it's kind of like,
So you have a YouTube station that people can tune in on Fridays to get the overview, which I usually watch my Friday astrology. You start with Aries, and because I'm so impatient as an Aries, I'm like, it's a good thing she started first with this because I couldn't have waited till the end. So what's your YouTube station that people, if they want to start watching your YouTube kind of just sun sign Friday readings?
Yeah, it's just Wise Skies, Wise Skies. WISESKIES, Wise Skies. It's brown and it's got a W and S on it. And Free Tarot Friday is every Friday. Sometimes I do it early and it really throws people off. They're like, is it Friday or Thursday? And so sometimes I want to get it up there early for everybody. But yeah, Friday I go through every single sign and we do a little tarot, a little astrology, and you get a little hit for the weekend. Like I said, it's a very shallow, like surface level way of looking at it, but it is fun.
I find that it's not very shallow at all, to tell you the truth. I find that when I listen to them, they're so, you know, on point, so right on. And I'm like, darn, that's what she said last weekend. I wish I'd listened. This weekend, I think I'm just going to take it easy and kick back, or I'm going to go do whatever showed up in the astrology. And it is good to be kind of in flow with the universe on that level. So I guess astrology really is like being in flow, using everything to your advantage, including the planetary systems, and everything has its own vibration, you know, to use to your favor. Like I'm assuming like in business, mm-hmm. you can make business decisions at a certain time and it's going to be better than not, or relationships or moves. And most of this you're going to see when people do a natal chart with you, you'll be able to really, and it seems like a lot of when you do an astrology reading with you, that it also gives you a lot of your gifts, similar to kind of like a soul blueprint. It really gives you a lot of your gifts and attributes and weaknesses and things to kind of steer away from.
Yep. Blind sides for sure are a big part of the astrology, or like you said, you know, sometimes there's a soul calling that you haven't quite identified yet. And a lot of times we'll look to the North Node for that. What's pulling you forward in this life? You know, if you have found you're in a bit of a rut, you might be using some of your South Node traits, and you really need to be doing the exact opposite. So the astrology can help identify, like you said, a great time or location to move, business transits, if you're wanting to launch a book or go on tour or open a business or close a business. Your business has its own birth chart. So it's important to identify a good date for it to be born, right? You don't want to be born under a bad sign, and neither does your business. There's that. You could use it for relationship questions. You can use it for forensics. There's like horary astrology. The moment that you ask the astrologer a question, they can cast a chart and read it in a way that will answer a question. So I said forensics, but that could be anything.
Well, let's talk. Yeah. Talk about the forensics aspect of it.
Well, the forensics aspect would be like, okay, we've got a case and we are trying to find a missing person, and we're wondering, let's say it's a cold case, and we are just wondering the viability of this case. And so, boom, you ask the astrologer casts a chart, and they would start to look at the different planets and signs and houses to help identify if this is a solvable case.
Question, when you cast the chart, do you do it for the missing person with their birth date, or what do you focus on when you do a chart for a case?
In horary, it's the moment that the question is asked. It's kind of witchy that way. So it would be like this moment, a chart for right now, whatever the date is, whatever the time is, whatever the city is, where the astrologer is. So it's like a little birthday chart for that particular moment in time. So you don't need any information. You don't need a birthday. You don't need, permission. You know, you just need to go look at your chart. And what you're looking for are things like, what's going on in their 12th house? What's hidden? What's behind the scenes? What's underneath the surface? What might not be known or reachable? Was there some 7th house activity? Were they with a lover or partner or husband or wife? Is there some 3rd house activity? And this took place maybe in their childhood neighborhood, right? Like there's lots of different things you could be looking at in the chart to help identify if you feel like this is solvable or which road to go down. I wouldn't use it as your only tool in forensics, but it is one of many.
Well, especially if it's a cold case, and intuition, I think, is just, if you look at a lot of your murder mystery shows, the ones that are just like so classic and awesome are the ones who are highly intuitive. I find, they usually have the better outcome. I find when they're really using their sixth sense, their intuitional higher self in a way to kind of guide them and see things other people wouldn't see. So astrology would definitely fit in that energy. And so you're super excited about the forensics, and you said it's a horror show. What are you saying? Like horror something?
Horary. It's H-O-R-A-R-Y. Horary. It's like
horary.
Yeah.
It sounds like, police forensics, death, horror movie. That's all I can think of. Horror movie. This is bad. But it's a specific type of chart, I guess.
It's a style of astrology. Like one would ask a horary astrologist a question and they would cast a chart to answer it, as opposed to pulling cards. They would just use astrology as their tool to answer whatever question. I brought up forensics because I'm in the middle of doing some missing persons work, and I find it really interesting that how many ways you can use astrology.
Yeah. And so is there special training for that? Like it's a special type of chart. So is it special training? Do you go get that, or what happens?
There are people that teach horary readings specifically and Hellenistic readings or Vedic readings or, like I said, I just do Western. I use tropical Placidus systems. I don't use a whole house system. There are so many different ways. So if you wanted to get specific training in that, it is in my lineage. I do have like books that have been passed down through my teachers that I've just passed down to somebody in Wise Guys. And we do work with horary charts, but there are, I think, people that really specialize in it.
Okay. So we're going to take a quick break from that fascinating conversation. We'll be back in just a moment. And Tiffany's going to give us an overview of what we're looking at in the big picture astrology. So stay tuned.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune into the Life Strategy Show with your life strategy mentor, Lolita Smith, and say yes to bringing prosperity and success to your future right here and right now. Life is a picture of your mind, and Lolita is here to help you imagine it. Say goodbye to the strings of the past that have been holding you back for far too long. Rise up with Lolita and say yes to the solutions, prosperity, and unlimited possibility. Visit LifeStrategyMentor.com. That's LifeStrategyMentor.com.
Oh, self-care can be so much fun. And it's not just about bubble baths, but instead about prioritizing the wholeness of who you are without it taking a lot of time out of your day. I'm Claudia Sam, your Soul Connection coach, host of the Be Happy Now show. I invite you to put yourself at the top of the to-do list without guilt. Join me in the Soul Connector Circle community. Get daily pocket coaching and support to stay on track. Go to soulconnectorcircle.com and use the discount code RADIO.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself. And we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
All right. Welcome back. We are meeting today with Tiffany Harlick around astrology, what the big picture astrology is for us this month, but also some little side points, like a type of astrology called horary astrology, where you can basically ask anything. So Tiffany was interested in doing it with missing persons, but she was just telling me during the break that you can do it for, I lost my keys, I lost my passport, I lost my dog, or the meaning of life. So how would that work if we cast a chart on what's the meaning, like, of life as a whole, or my life, or?
It would probably be for my life, right? Like the person asking the question. Yeah.
Wow, it's just such a big divination tool, it seems.
Exactly, right? And you're just working with the planetary beings and under the time that the question is asked.
And then, so, do you find that each planet does have its own group of beings? Like, I know in working with the tribes of light that I do, I see that you can be coming from Centaurian energy or Orion energy or Venus energy. You know, there's different beings for each planet or star system. Do you find that you notice that when you're working?
I guess the way that I think about it is they feel like master teachers to me, you know, and there's also an element of physics that it's like, as you observe the astrology, it changes. So that's, you know, the evolutionary approach to astrology would be like, you know, I'm not writing horoscopes the same way every single month. I'm not writing them the same way, the forecast, the same way as I did last year or the year before, because as the observer affects the experiment. So as we look more at it, you know, more of our influence changes too. So it's kind of relational in a way, in the way that I practice. And again, not to personify them, it's just an easy way to
understand. We love to personify them. You know? So, yeah. That totally works. And then do animals, I'm assuming, you know, businesses have an astrology, animals, like if people wanted to do pet readings on their pets, like, can you help? You know, sometimes I get calls from people who are looking at, you know, maybe it's time for their animal to come to a passing, but it's such a difficult decision to make for another living being that you love so much. Mm-hmm. And do you find that the astrology could help people with that?
Absolutely. And honestly, that's probably my favorite way to use the astrology, because what you're talking about is predictive astrology or planning ahead, looking to the future, getting some kind of cosmic advantage. And so, of course, like you said, there are difficult decisions to make in life. One being, when is it the right time to put a pet down? And in my experience, you know, that I've always been in great hands with veterinarians that are going to supportively help you one way or the other make that decision. But you can look at the astrology, you know, there are times that you would not want to be under, anesthesia. I was going to say under oath. There are probably times you wouldn't want to be under oath, but you don't want to, like, you wouldn't want to be under anesthesia if there was like a Saturn conjunct Mars in there, or if there was a lot of retrogrades hitting your chart in the sixth house of your health, you know. There are times that you wouldn't want to get married, right? There are times that you wouldn't want to sign a contract. And there are times that you would. So having an astrologer that can help you with some predictive astrology can help you identify those awesome windows for you. What I do with the forecast is just kind of a global, hey, is it sunny? Is it rainy? and that'll help you get your umbrella out or put your sunscreen on. But if you're looking at an individual, right, then we can really fine tune and figure out which week is best for that, or which 2 or 3 day window is best for that. You may know, I have the astrology calendar, and that is like an easy tool to use where at any time the moon is void, of course, definitely don't want to be putting an animal down during that window, or if you can help it, right? Those types of things are usually made by appointments with your vet. So you can tell them, you don't want to say, hey, the moon's void, of course, but you want to say, like, you could look on your calendar and be like, could we adjust it for before or after?
Or cesareans, if people are planning that kind of thing. Yeah, that's a big deal. So, and I know that you did one for me through a type of astrology called astrocartography, mm-hmm. which is if you want to move and where's the best place to live and what that place is going to bring up. Like, I personally live in Portland, Oregon, because when I chose this place, it was going to be primarily on my Venus line, and I was doing a lot of heart work. You know, and now I'm like, okay, I'm done with that now. You know what I mean? So, and I'm considering, moving it other places, right? And so if I move here or there, it has an effect. And then you even were able to tell me the best time would be like either a June or September, because there wasn't transits. And it sounds like when transits are going on, they add a little bit more chaos, confusion to the chart that you have to kind of move through, if I'm saying that correctly.
Yeah, I mean, that's an excellent way of saying it. You know, there are great transits to work with, but when there are no transits, it's kind of nice and easy. There's not extra layers of lessons or energy either way. You know, it's just kind of smoother and simpler and more direct. So that's a great way of wording it.
Yeah. So what's sort of the kind of the overview for what's coming up for us in the next, 2-3 months here?
Yeah, so we're talking about late spring, early summer, and one of the biggest astrological transits is the United States Pluto return. And so it's happening 3 times this year. And so the first one was in February, and there were some major shifts with Russia and the Ukraine during that time. And now we're looking at the second one, which is July 11th, and the third one will come in December. The astrologers that I study with have been very cautious about the second one because of Saturn is moved, like the way that the planets are for the second one is much more complex and complicated than the first one. And why this is affecting everyone, right, is because the United States is one of the major players in the global field. There's a lot of foreign relations, different things that, like the supply chain, things that get convoluted with our relationships overseas, right? So it's not I don't have a political opinion or a thing to insert about it, but the idea is that, you know, when you're born, the sun's in the sky at this place. And so every birthday, the sun will come back to that exact place, right? So you have a solar return. We have Mars returns every 2 years. So when the babies get the terrible twos, it's actually they're feeling their Mars, you know, they're feeling alive and raw. We have a Saturn return, you know, every 27 to 30 years, because Saturn will retrograde in effect. It's not an exact thing. So Saturn, you have your first Saturn square when you're 7, and then your first Saturn opposition when you're 14. And that, you know what I mean? And so each of the planets have these orbits, but Pluto's orbit is 248 years. So an individual won't have a Pluto return, but a country will. And so depending on which chart you want to use, I typically use the Sibley chart, which is July 4th, 1776 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Other astrologers use different ones. But if you look at that chart, the biggest thing happening this summer is quite significant and quite world-changing. Pluto as an archetype is kind of like Freud or the Grim Reaper, or like we get into
Freud and the Grim Reaper, just tie them right together. There you go.
I mean, I asked this question in my group, like, how would you guys describe Pluto? They had some really great answers, and those were my favorite, because Pluto is a very, I don't like to use the word transformation in astrology, because, you know, what's not transformative when you're talking about astrology, but Pluto is like the really deep underpinnings. And so when you're having a return, it's like a really huge opportunity to dig out all of the shadow work and volcano it out into the collective. And so what we're, you know, unfortunately, we're seeing a lot of dark, shadowy news, you know, as we lead up closer and closer to this July 11th. This is not going to be a doom and gloom report. There's a lot of good astrology out there, but this is a very significant event. And it will come again in December. So why is this one more important? So I've heard it described as a massive experiment in consciousness. And I really like that, because what Pluto returns help us do as a community, as a country, is going to be to decondition from any distortion that we've been playing along with. So the addictions, the things that we've just kind of been playing along with, they're going to burst. Here in Texas, we had an awful mass shooting yesterday. I mean, and there are several, right? There are just, the darker news gets darker and darker. And there's I keep going back to the supply chain issues, mainly because the United States Pluto return comes back over our natal moon, Saturn and the moon. And so the people are feeling emotionally disturbed. They're feeling pressured. They're feeling limited, right? Saturn's not a bad guy. Saturn is the Lord of Karma. I'm talking about Saturn and the moon during the United States Pluto return. And so there's a lot of different factors that go into making this one a little, like a lot more intense. So I think it's worth being aware of.
And so a suggestion would be maybe stocking up on extra supplies or things of that nature, just to make life a little more comfortable as we come into July. If anything does happen, you know, you're just a little bit more, you're a little bit more prepared for anything that could be going on, where those pressures are maybe going to act out in our world and in specifically our country, because that's where the Pluto is coming in.
And some people are going to be more sensitive to it and affected by it than others. So, and some areas will be more affected by it than others, but
what
What
causes that? Like, is there an overall Pluto line that runs through the country based on the country's chart? Is there a Pluto line that comes across the US?
Well, I would have to cast it. I'm not really sure off the top of my head, but why I said it would be different for different people is because we all have different motivations, you know, in life, and different, especially in our human design chart. So I'm hope motivated. So I'm always going to be looking for the brighter side. There are people that are fear motivated, and we need that, because without understanding what to be afraid of and use our intelligence wisely, then I'm over here like everything's fine, you know. So it takes a mix of different personality types to weather this type of a storm.
So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back and delve a little bit deeper into our Pluto return.
Okay.
And some of the happy hope things too. Okay. Stay tuned.
On the Spiritual Freedom Show, you will hear the voice of an extraterrestrial master speaking through my teacher, Dr. George King, as it was recorded over 60 years ago. I'm Richard Lawrence, and on this podcast, I bring you the 9 freedoms, which I believe to be the greatest wisdom on earth, with practical ways to give global service and attain enlightenment.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal. Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
Gain clarity on what is currently happening in your life. Reveal how your past is influencing your life experience. When you find the answers you are most hungry for in your life, you will gain inner peace and outer abundance. Contact Robin Clare to create an achievable plan for your ultimate success at clarity.com. That's clarity.com.
Welcome back. I am Adrienne. You're listening to My Wild Magic with Adrienne on Transformation Talk Radio. We are here with Tiffany Harlick, who is the founder for Wise Skies Collective. You can go to her website, wiseskiescollective.com, to check out the services she offers. She has a whole bunch of different things, actually. Tell us a little bit about Wise Skies.
Sure. Wise Skies is a metaphysical counseling company. We offer one-on-one services and all the fun things. So astrology, human design, Akashic records, tarot readings. So elevated one-on-one metaphysical counseling. We also have a membership where there's a community of people. The membership is great for students of the metaphysical world and also seekers that kind of want an insider's hit on what's happening this month, the few things you can focus on so that you get you get access to our Akashic Records reading for the month. You get a special reading from me for each sign, and you get access to all of our classes. So our classes, we do like a human design call once a month. We have psychic development circle, and it's just a really supportive community area if you want to learn as much as you want, or if you just want a quick hit for what's going on. And right now, as we're recording in May, we have a membership special. It's only $22 a month. So if you want to be grandfathered in, you can get in now, and the prices will go up in June 1st. So we welcome all levels, all hearts, all varieties, all walks of life. And we just really enjoy learning from each other and getting different master teachers like yourself in to come teach our group. So that's Wise Skies.
That is Wise Skies. Yeah. So, okay. So getting back to the astrology. So what else is going on?
You know, in the Pluto return, I would say there's a lot of letting go. There's a lot of illusion of materialism. Pluto in Capricorn, it's in the last little bit of Capricorn. So there's this like last gasp effort going on. Pluto in Capricorn, you tend to think of the shadow side would be like government cover-ups, big authority, big misuses of power. And as we get closer to that July date, people getting more and more uncomfortable with it, right? So there's a lot of opportunities for corrective justice. There's a lot of opportunities to relearn, and there's a lot of opportunities to stay hopeful through this time. It's going to get darker before it's going to get better. And this is just one of those growing pains years that is really affects the foundation of the country and its relationship with the rest of the world. So big stuff going on with the Pluto return.
Yeah. Right. And then internally, so you have it going on within the country. So let's say the people of this country are having to deal with the energy of it as a group energy, you know? As a collective consciousness of the U.S., how does the Pluto return affect us collectively in the country? I mean, you kind of described some of it, but, you know, like...
I feel like people are not going to want to be controlled anymore. So I feel like we're going to continue to see some big changes in laws. I think we're going to see protests more and more. I think we're going to see, you know, at the end of that July, Mars is going to conjunct Uranus, and Mars is very fiery and go, 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 and driven and me first, right? And it's very pointed energy, right? Where Uranus, you can think of like the Einstein in the sky. I know this is kind of childish. I don't know why this character always comes to mind for Uranus, but in Beauty and the Beast, the Bell's dad, right? That crazy inventor, that things are bubbling up and he's always like chugging down the hill and something incredible is about to happen. Like that to me is how Uranus is. It looks quirky, it looks different, and you can't believe what just came out of his mouth. Like it's all exciting, yeah, different, futuristic, pulling you forward. But conjunct Mars like that, I think we're going to continue to see more fires, more explosions, more volcanic activity. Here in the Southwest, the fires are really, really bad. And to me, if we're seeing them that bad this early, I feel like, again, it's going to get worse before it gets better. So, you know, lots of blessing balls over the fire protectors and healers and the people that are really working with the land. It's not that all fire is bad, but it has been just really, really massive. And I think we're going to see more of that in kind of the middle of summer in July. I don't think that everybody's going to be on the same page, but everybody's going to feel like there's a level of corruption that they want to handle. And so as long as you just kind of keep getting data points and looking for the truth and look for the helpers and be the help when you can, then it's going to be okay. You know, the Roman Empire fell and came back during their Pluto return. So,
wow, for real.
Did it come back better? It came back an empire, right? So the United States, and they had much of what we have, right? They had elected officials, they had money systems, they had things that also crumbled, that were also rebuilt. Now, were they better? I don't know. Is being an empire better? I don't know. But at the time,
It's great till it's not. Yeah.
That was the way that it went for them. And so
that's interesting. Yeah.
You can study the other ancient countries and every 250 year cycle, what happened for them according to their birthday. Right.
Wow. Fascinating for history buffs out there. Yeah. Very, very cool. Okay. So we've got the Pluto and, being on your hopeful side, what else is going on as of the next couple of 2-3 months? Anything else that's sort of big? July 11th is a
July
big
11th is like Pluto. If you think about like music and a crescendo and things getting louder and louder and louder. So it's now, it's happening now. It's been happening all year, but it's going to get louder and louder and louder. Then we'll have one of those gong crashes mid-July, and it'll quiet back and it'll get louder and louder and louder for December. So I feel like July is going to be the worst one. And so if we can get through that one, more will be revealed. Just keep telling yourself that more will be revealed.
And then how can people handle it like internally? Like, you know, cause it feels like a lot of this, a lot of this does stress people out. You know what I mean? Whether they know it or not, you know what I mean? Some people are look at it very politically and it's stressing them out. Some people see it in their jobs or their environment. So what would be some advice as we're moving towards that July 11th, some personal advice for how people can sort of chill out with the Pluto and sort of maintain balance?
Okay. So I have put some thought to this and I put some bullet points together because I just feel like, you know, the things that really, really agitate us, either you can start to discern, is it agitating me personally? Or like, is there something in my environment? Or is this actually, am I picking up on a larger agitation? So that is going to give you the gift of discernment. It's going to give you the gift of strengthening your psychic development to start to discern, am I feeling this for me and my things that are going on? Or am I feeling this at a bigger level? If it's at a bigger level, is there something for me? Is there a call to respond to that I'm feeling called to? Is there an action I can take? Or is my call just to put this whole situation in the blessing ball and just keep chopping wood and carrying water? So kind of trying to define what's mine and what's ours and where I fit in that. Trusting your instincts with what's to do with your resources, right? Like you talked about getting prepared. The things that I like to get prepared with are mostly peanut butter and protein shakes, because all you need, like we have a Berkey, there's other ways that you can purify your water. Having plenty of water around, those things would be sustaining for a pretty long time. They're shelf stable. And then like, I like, that's my go-to shtick, like get some peanut butter and some proteins. But I saw that there was a GIF recall and I'm like, so maybe check up on your, I don't know, you know, like, don't listen to me, follow your instinct on what you want to have on hand.
Yeah.
the thing, if you're going through interpersonally, it's like, notice what you're trying to control. Notice what you're trying to hang on to, and notice, are you trying to do that in order to feel safe? Possessions, stuff, a lot of people are going to be losing a lot of things. If you look at the New Mexico fires, a lot of people have lost everything, right? Their homes, their jobs, their communities, some families, you know, there will be losses. In yoga philosophy, Shiva takes away everything. Shiva the destroyer. And the purpose is of taking away everything is so that your heart is closer to the creators as you understand the creator. Because only in those moments will you get really real with yourself on your spiritual walk, right? Because otherwise you don't really need to. So there can be a great spiritual change in people, a great death and rebirth. That's what Pluto likes to do. And so the easier, the more you can go with the flow and be like a leaf on a fast moving stream, the better equipped you're going to be able to handle it. If you have repressed anger bubbling up, taking responsibility for your part of the problem is going to help you there, right? So if you're angry about something out there, it's never going to get fixed, because if you're giving the thing out there the power, then it's always going to have control over you, right? So if you try to take responsibility for what you're actually mad about, then that, I was going to say detonates, that, you know, equalizes the whole thing. So, because I can be in charge of this, but I can't be in charge of whatever is out there. So that's a big tool that I have, that I like to use. There's a lot of people that are going to be driven by money and resources and things. And I don't know, you know, any other advice to give other than to just try to let go, try to be like a leaf on a fast moving stream, and try to maintain some hope and optimism for better times ahead. There's just a lot that is going to break down before we see that.
And is Pluto related to the death card in tarot?
I would say so, absolutely. And Uranus is related to the tower card, right? So we've got a tower and a death, and it's just
throwing a hangman, and we got the whole shebang, right?
yeah, summer party. But it's another reason to be really, really, really careful, especially around July 4th fireworks, right? Like, yeah. Mars and Uranus in the sky together around the 4th of July while we're having a Pluto return. I mean, it just looks like some Independence Day snafus. So I'm not saying don't celebrate. I'm just saying be very, very safe, you know? And so stay hydrated, sleep a lot, get a lot of rest.
Boy, fireworks maybe. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Got it. Okay. So we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Obert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Obert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobert.com. That's drkathyobert.com.
There is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belth on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dreams. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Melissa Johnson is a certified life coach, author, speaker, and creator of Wow Ministries, Worship Over Worry, designed to give you the tools needed to live a life of purpose. You have a choice daily to worry about your life and give up the fight, or decide to worship God through your pain and triumph victoriously. Melissa Johnson offers a variety of books, curriculums, and programs to guide you through a self-discovery journey.
Book your consultation with Melissa Johnson today at wowministriesllc.com.
Welcome back. All right. I am Adrienne. You can check out any of the mentorship programs I offer, as well as my Hearts on Fire meditation program at mywildmagic.com. Again, that's mywildmagic.com. So we are kind of looking at our astrology and seeing where to kind of be a little bit cautious as we move into the summer. So thank you for kind of a heads up on that. And just being conscious. I mean, it really sounds like just be a little more conscious and really trust your intuition and your inner guidance. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, big archetypal energies that we see out there in the media and in the world around us. It's coming up for review, for change. So we're going to allow
that. Good. Needs to happen. Mm-hmm. Needs to happen for a better world. And then, so you also are the publisher for Spellbound Publishing. You've published my book, which is Your Tribe of Light. So love it. Yeah. Thank you for that. And you have like a series of other books too. And I, you know, one of the things I really liked about the books that you offer was when you were helping me to kind of create my book is sort of like, God, what was the word you use? Like a boutique type style. It's kind of like a pocketbook that you could take with you places. Yeah, that was really kind of sweet.
Yeah, right. Like, so Spellbound Publishers, we produce books on the Spellbound label, but also on other authors' labels. So if you want to have your own label, we can publish books for you under your label or under Spellbound. The Spellbound label likes to represent metaphysical books, mind, body, spirit, growth, intuition, astrology, you know, all of the things that help us, give us just keys for the, you know, unlocking the next door in our lives. And so the Spellbound books are usually dedicated for people that want some kind of self-growth, self-development, and kind of like the DIY approach, or like really good stories or understanding, you know, self-development mostly. So your book was perfect for that because—
Yeah. So here's my little book here. So
yes.
Tribe of Light. And you can see like based on my hand size, right? It's actually kind of cool and it's pocket size. I actually have a series. She's going to be doing my Your Soul Blueprint book and an angel book coming up too. So it'll be a whole little series, but it's really very sweet kind of size. So if anybody's interested in, for one, purchasing the book, they can go to mywildmagic.com. I do have a link, but also Tiffany, do you have a link if people go for all your books that people can see everything else that you're offering for?
Yep, just at spellboundpublishers.com. So
spellboundpublishers.com. And if they go to Wise Skies Collective, is there a link that can get you over to the books too?
Yeah. If in the shop at Wise Skies, they can find it that way too. Yeah.
So Wise Sky Collective or Spellbound Publishing. And then are you actively open for anybody who might have a book? I know that through the pandemic, a lot of people were really, you know, giving it their best at maybe writing and taking the inner time to do that and looking maybe to do something with it now.
Yes, absolutely. And you're so right. Like the publishing industry boomed during COVID. I had somebody long story short, the publishing industry has done really, really well. We produce paperback, hardback, ebook, and I'm really encouraging authors to also do Audible. It's a little extra, right? It's a lot extra, but so many people are listening to their books now instead of buying the paperback, but the numbers haven't stopped. I mean, the number of people purchasing paperback books is increasing and the number of people writing paperback books is increasing. So yeah. Spellbound is kind of like a sister company to Wise Skies. And so we get a lot of our clients and a lot of our authors come from the Wise Skies community. So like you said, if you want to write a book, if you want to contribute your knowledge, then of course Spellbound would love to help you produce it. And all we really need is a manuscript and your kind of ideas for the cover. And then we turn it into a book and then we list it on Amazon. We list it on all of the places and we make sure that you love it, right? Like the best day is when you get your book in the mail. I mean, was that not the most fun day?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Very fulfilling. Very fulfilling. Yeah. So, so right now, is there a particular book that you're featuring that's kind of come out recently that you are working with?
Yeah, so there's a couple going on. There are, let's see, like your book is to me still the special new book on the market right now, The Tribes of Light. I'm using it for all of my psychic development classes because of the way that you have outlined it, and you have given your personal story, your personal experience, and then also how people might connect with their different gifts. And so to me, that is, it's just such a powerful book and a sea of books of how you could connect. It's just so real when you bring your personal experience into it, and people can kind of see themselves and where they would fit in any of the different tribes and the different gifts. So I love your book, and I can't wait to see the rest of them. And I'm definitely going to be promoting them and using them in our communities. The other books that we have right now, I just did a ghostwrite for that was a true crime piece. That's kind of interesting. I'm working on a book called Inner Vision. It's a handbook for psychics. There is April's working on a book called The Empress, and it's mothering their moon, like mothering. Just a different take on like metaphysical mothering, I guess, if you will.
And is that like being a mother to a child, mothering your inner child, all the above?
All the above. I think it's just stepping into the empress role, right?
Mothering. Empress archetype. I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. That's really great. And so does it kind of bring in the energy for the divine feminine then?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Does she connect to other beings that represent the divine feminine, or is it mostly just the concept itself? Like, does she bring in, I don't know, Kuan Yin, Mother Mary, Mary, does she breathe
in? I'm going to tell her to ask you to write the foreword so we make sure we get all of that in there. All right. But she's, so April's special gift is with the Akashic Records. And so she's been going into the records to bring forth content that she feels is needed at this time. And so it's really special content. And, you know, that's, I'm really excited about that book too. Leisha's working on a human design book about nine-centered communication and how the different aura types communicate with each other. There is, another doctor here in Austin who is working, she's just finished her book about mantras and kind of, they're more like modern mantras. So it's not the ancient yogic mantras that we're doing japa with or that I'm doing japa with in the morning, but she has come up with a different way of creating mantras. And so
what would be a mantra if somebody didn't know?
A mantra is just like it's just like an intention. It's something that you can say repetitively. For me, I use like the name of God, the different names of God. And so for me, it's like an act of devotion, an act of silencing my mind and getting back into a heart of service. But a mantra could just be an intention, right? Just so something that you want to kind of get going in the subconscious mind.
Okay, so a mantra is more an audible, and then is a yantra with a Y more like the Tibetan sand drawings or a sacred geometrical shape? So a yantra is more visual and a mantra is more audible?
I don't know. I think a yantra is one that's like really, really boring. It's like a yantra, right? I don't know what a yantra is.
Okay, I think it's a sacred geometry. Okay, good to know. Yeah, we won't go down that road.
Sorry, I need to look it up. I don't know.
Yeah.
Teaching me something new.
Yeah, I think that they're the sacred geometrical images that have an effect on the pineal gland and the energy field of your body, like the sacred, you know, like a yantra. So in other words, while you're meditating, you can also gaze at a yantra.
Okay.
I am totally making that up and guessing, but it sounded good. I just feel like I just channeled right there. So just take that as a channeled moment.
Proceed. Thank you. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, so you got some good books online. You're also open for some other people who have books out there that want to come in. Yeah. So anything else that you want to share that's kind of going on?
Well, guys, yeah.
In the world.
This summer is just a fascinating time to kind of look at what's calling you forward, look at, you know, your legacy, the things that you want to change, the things that we're not all called to be activists, right? But there's a piece of us that is interested in changing something. And so for me, that piece with this Pluto return has to do with restorative justice with the indigenous cultures here in the United States. And I've been really following the MMIW, the Murdered and Missing Indigenous Women's Group. And I have reached out to offer mediumship psychic services to that group to be able to help with the grief that comes with a significant loss. And so it goes along with the themes of the government kind of looking over some of these groups, right? The misuse of power is very Pluto return type stuff. So that's one direction my heart is calling me. But you guys, you're gonna know what to respond to. You're gonna have a pulse, and you're gonna know what direction to go in. And this is like carpe diem. This is the time to make a big change, to make a big move, to make a big pivot, to also be prepared for the very changing weather patterns, right? Like the very different weather patterns that we're seeing. And then, you know, it's like at the end of the day, you were born wise, you know, you have intuition, and it's okay to follow it, right? We are deconditioning from a massive, distorted way, yeah. illusion way of living. And so
you're giving our power away and all that. Yeah. So it's
people are working at home, right? Like we're doing things differently now. And so there's a certain freedom that comes with that. And so that could be a really positive use of your energy this summer. Is what feels most free to me? What am I excited about? And is it time to rest? Right. So
yeah,
everybody will.
Well, yeah. And what I love what you're saying. We all have an inner genius. We just have to kind of listen to it and follow through with that. Yeah. So, all right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. It's been super entertaining as usual and very uplifting. Again, check out Tiffany at Wise Skies Collective. If you're interested in any kind of sessions work I do, check out mywildmagic.com. And we are good for this show. So thank you so much.
Thanks for tuning in to My Wild Magic with me, your host, Adrienne Cobb. Each one of us has a soul purpose on this earth and a higher purpose full of creative expression and unique soul attributes. Make sure to tune in next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com to continue your journey home to your truest self and pursue the path of unconditional self-love. If you would like to learn more about me, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.